We fielded a text from Roger about this, who says that, well, hang on, we've got Roger here. So tell us a story. What's your Fab Four connection, Roger?
Well, basically, I was in a group in Birmingham during the start of the Beatles' career, and because of working, I was never able to go and see them. I know they played in King's Heath and the Plaza for about £80 a night. And the gist of it is, I became a disc jockey at the famous Opposite Lock Club in Birmingham, and moving forward, the situation was, I had a phone call to say that there's a private party being booked for my night off on a Monday to be there at 6 o'clock. I got there, suitably dressed, didn't know what it was for, except I noticed a chap with a staple gun whacking LPs up all around the walls. My friend, who is the chef, said, oh, I've got to do vegetarian tonight. I've had a phone call from London. Anyway, at 8 o'clock, in walked, da-da-da-da, Paul McCartney holding the hand of Linda into the Opposite Lock Club with a private audience, mainly organised by EMI, and it was the sales force, etc. And basically, it was a thank you from him, and to promote his album called McCartney 2. The EMI gave me two records to DJ with, because I was the resident DJ there, two LPs. On turntable one, I put the A side, on the other side B. And for 2.5 hours, I stood there. When side A LP finished, I put on the B, and that went on all night. Anyway, I didn't get in the street. But the gist of it is, towards the end of this event, Linda came up to say hello and thank me. She said, don't you get bored of all of this? I said, not really. She says, would you like to meet Paul? Well, of course, I went gooey in the legs. He came over. It was very private. We sat by the where I DJed in this very nice room. It was actually called Martin's Room. And they thanked me, and he asked me about my band because we were on Polydor. And at the end of the day, if any children, Linda was interested about that. I said, I've got a daughter called Lucy and a son, Ben. He's gone on to be on the stage, my son Ben, professionally. And the gist of it is, I nipped next door into the main club, booked out some of my Beatles albums by chance, and they gave me this McCartney 2 and did their autographs side by side, which I have got. Obviously, it's very personal and valuable to me.